Stop 4. Artist Monica Narula of Rax Media Collective on First, Trishna. When facing this work, there is a bench with light blue fabric directly to the right, where you can sit while listening to this track. The bench has a grey metal back and armrests.
Hi, my name is Monica and I'm one of the three members of Rax Media Collective, along with Jibesh and Shuddhabratha. In front of you is a large multimedia installation we created called Trishna, or Thirst. You can find it on the large low plinth to the right of the tactile line. The work has multiple sculptural and digital elements. The metallic sculptural forms evoke the form of the stepwell. These are subterranean structures emerging into the ground and have been built across the Indian subcontinent to capture and store rainwater. Stepwells can range massively in size. Even in small villages, you will find tiny ones. But some of the larger stepwells, especially in desert lands, are spectacular. Spectacular and terrifying because they are so deep. They are often built in a square spiral, descending step by step down to the water at the bottom, which can be up to 100 feet down. The back panel is covered in a silver step wallpaper, and projected onto it are fragments of sky, a patchwork evoking many skies, shot as if you were at the bottom of a stepwell looking up. Outlines of aeroplanes pass overhead, crisscrossing the world. In front of that is the crowd of sculptures, and embedded onto some of those are multiple screens. Four of these screens show different film fragments. You will glimpse a stepwell shot from above. It has square stone sides with sets of steps every few feet, leading down from one level to the next. The camera descends towards the bottom where a circular well encloses a square of green grass with a pool of blue water in the center. I love this mix of square and circle in the design. It is a spiral pattern that connects to bigger stories. After all, spiral nautilus fossils have been found on top of mountains. You will see blue skies and agitated waters. You will see the geometric architecture of the stepwell, the stone bathed in honey-coloured evening light. Steps and colonnades rise up and down in mesmerising, repeating patterns. You will see lush green forests and rainfall, shot from unexpected angles, and shards of pottery in heaps of ash, and the shores of mangroves, and much more. The last screen shows newspaper cuttings painted over with blackboard ink, on which are overlain white schematic drawings. Snippets of written poetry appear occasionally. Clay, rivers, bodies, a moon well, and forests are all listened to and spoken to. First, and the possibility of its slaking, draw fluid connections from poetry, myth, folklore, from considerations on climate change and the geopolitics of disputed rivers. When you sit under the overhead speaker, you can hear Shuddha's voice reading in Sanskrit. My voice is the English translation, and what you are listening to is a fragment from the Book of the Forest, the Aranyakand, in the Ramayana, where Lord Rama's wife Sita has been kidnapped, and the trees, the forest, and all its creatures feel an enormous disquiet. The overall effect is perhaps dizzying at first, but all these fragmentary elements come together to form a greater whole, a mosaic that helps you understand a relationship with thirst. As one descends the steps down the well, desiring, needing the water at the bottom, one is sharing an experience with countless others who have taken these steps before. Thirst is something that hovers above us all, a kind of haunting by life. Stepwells are also reservoirs of memory, etched in watermarks on stone. We created Trishna to explore the idea of thirst across time, across place. These emotions and sensations and qualities in human nature have existed across all our history. All living beings eat differently, but everything that lives slakes thirst with water. From amoebae to birds, to leopards, to school children, from pigs to monkeys to flocks of birds, to a woman waiting at the water's edge at a stepwell. Everything alive knows the same tasteless taste, the taste of water. In South Asia, access to water has reflected inequalities of caste. People outside caste hierarchy have often been denied access to drinking water from village wells. The first public agitation against the horror of caste was also a movement to reclaim the right to drink water. This was the famous Mahar resistance, catalyzed by Dr. Ambedkar in 1927. Sadly, many stepwells now are dead or treated as vestiges. The ones in Delhi are often dry, polluted, uncared for. This becomes a poignant reflection which connects how we think and live with what we need. The politics of water is going to be the politics of the future. When you think about being parched, when you will feel the dust and heat of the land, our fragility will become inescapable.
This is the end of Stop 4.